Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We take time every week to talk about your health and everything related to it. New treatments, new possibilities, new places to go, and new ideas are among those things we talk about. Dr. Christy Beckhold is here. She is the medical director for the Sparrow Specialty Hospital. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what is Sparrow Specialty Hospital? You've got my interest piqued. What is it?
Yeah. So Sparrow Specialty is a long-term acute care hospital for patients who require a lengthened hospital stay to achieve medical stability and maximum function. So this can include prolonged ventilator use, hemodialysis, and or complex wound care, to name just a few.
So where is this going to be located then? It's not going to be at the main hospital.
Actually, we are a hospital within a hospital. Sparrow Specialty was originally established in 2004 at the St. Lawrence campus. We moved to Sparrow Main Campus here in the tower on the 8th floor back in February of 2015.
So this is a long-term acute care facility. People that are on ventilators long-term or dialysis, you said. These are people maybe injured in car accidents or have some sort of acute issue arise. Where do your patients come from?
Great. It's a great question. So most of our patients have at least a two-night intensive care stay here at the hospital. Our team is a multidisciplinary, team-driven hospital that creates individualized plans of care to help these patients achieve their unique recovery goals, since they all have different needs. And like you said, respiratory, car accidents, really bad wounds. So we're really a very team-driven hospital.
Well, you know, anytime I deal with Sparrow, it's a team-driven environment. This sounds like more intensive attention to the challenges of the patients. You were awarded, was the Sparrow Specialty Hospital, awarded the National 5-Star PRC Excellence Award for Patient Satisfaction in 2020 during the pandemic. What is that and what does it mean?
Yeah, the 5-Star PRC Excellence Award is awarded to hospitals in the top 10% in patient satisfaction for overall quality of care. We actually scored in the top 3%. So, Steve, as you were saying, this speaks towards the priority and importance we place on teamwork and how it can impact patient care.
And that's obviously very impressive, and your team must be very pleased with that. But I'd like to walk through a little bit more in detail. Somebody arrives at the hospital, and they're being challenged by whatever illness or injury that it may be. How do they end up in the Sparrow Specialty Hospital? How do they get moved to that special hospital within the hospital? What would be the criteria? What would be involved there? Tell me about the process.
Okay, great. Happy to do that. So for an example, since you mentioned we just went through a whole pandemic, so let's bring up the example of a COVID-19 patient. Most of us, I'm sure, have a relative, loved one, someone that's been affected during this last year and a half or so. So let's say you have a patient that comes into the hospital, COVID-19, respiratory failure. They get admitted, not doing so great, so they need a ventilator. They get intubated, placed on a ventilator. A lot of these patients take a long time to recover, and at this, our average length of stay is 25 days, and it's average. So obviously there's some longer, some shorter. They can't get off the ventilator, so they get a trach. They need a prolonged ventilator use. Their physician and intensive care unit will contact our case management team and say, hey, we have a patient we think could really benefit from your hospital. So we get approved, we look, they come from the ICU, and then they'll come up here, kind of like any referral to a nursing home, to Mary Freebed. We're another referral source for these kinds of patients.
It is, I guess, stunning for me to hear that the average stay, you say, is 25 days, and that's for a patient on a ventilator, to be clear, from COVID, correct?
That can be one example.
Right, but 20, I mean, that's a long time, and so obviously it's a challenge. It's helping the patient to survive what is going to be a very close outcome, it sounds like to me. So they get transferred to the hospital within the hospital, the Sparrow Specialty Hospital. What's the average length of stay? I mean, is there such a thing for somebody that comes to your part of the hospital for this acute care?
So, yeah, again, about the average length of stay for long-term acute cares is around 25 days. There's different options. They either can go to more intense rehab, like Mary Freebed. They can go to a subacute rehab for more rehab needs, or sometimes they get to go home. So this is a stop on the way to the recovery to get them their maximum function possible, but it's not the end stop for most of these patients. They still need more rehab, more intense care from therapy, speech, dietary, a whole case of people working on their recovery.
You know, when I come to Sparrow, whenever I've been there, it's always been a team approach. It takes a whole group of people. It takes, you know, nurses and support staff and doctors and PAs and everything that are all there to work for somebody's benefit. I know that Sparrow is the only level one trauma center in the region. Is this also something that sets Sparrow apart, the Sparrow Specialty Hospital, that makes you unique for care in our area?
Yes, we are the only hospital within mid-Michigan that has a long-term acute care hospital. There are others in the outlying areas of Michigan, but we are the only one in mid-Michigan that has this hospital within a hospital.
With us is Dr. Christy Beckholt. She is the medical director for the Sparrow Specialty Hospital. It is a special place with people that have exceptional challenges. As she said, it's a stop along the way to recovery and to getting back to a quality of life that you're hoping to get back to or a loved one's hoping to get back to. How many people can you accommodate there, doctor, at any given time? How many people can you take into this facility if you were, you know, in demand?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. We are a 30-bed hospital, and we are usually at full capacity at any given day. So that's the number 30, we can take.
Yeah, 30-bed capacity, and you're filling them every day because it's, well, it's great care. So maybe you might have to expand, it sounds like. If you're filling 30 beds every day, maybe it's time to grow a little bit. I'm sure you've had those conversations.
Yeah, and that's definitely a bit above my pay grade. But
yeah, I understand.
We're definitely here to serve the community.
Yeah, they've got your support to get bigger, but above your pay grade. I respect that, doctor. Thank you so much. Dr. Christy Beckholt, she again is the medical director for the Sparrow Specialty Hospital. If you would like to find out more, go to sparrow.org/SSH. That's sparrow.org/SSH. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. It is the